Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud. Now we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. So we're moving along discussing certain generations she'ein lohem chelek le'olam haba. So we discuss the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaFloga, the Anshei Sedoim, today's Parsha. And now we have the Meraglim, the Adas Koirach, and the Dor HaMidbar. Zok the Mishnah, Meraglim, ein lohem chelek le'olam haba. The Mishnah said that the Meraglim themselves, the spies that went into Eretz Yisrael, will not have a chelek le'olam haba. Shnemar, vayomuso anoshem moitziei dibas ha'oretz ro b'mageifo. Vayomuso means ba'olam hazeh, but mageifo le'olam haba. The Gemara does not expound on this. Adas koirach, ein lohem chelek le'olam haba. Shnemar, vatechas alei ma'oretz. That means ba'olam hazeh va'yovdu mitoich hakol la'olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer says aleihem amar hakasuv. It's regarding that das korach that the pasuk means when it says Hashem meimis u'mechaya moirid sha'ol va'yah. That it's true. Hashem is meimis, but he's also mechaya. Hashem is moirid sha'ol, but he's also vayyal. In other words, machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer whether that das koirach will have a chelik in olam haba, or that das koirach will not have a chelik in olam haba. A brayse, Tanu Rabbanan, das koirach in chelik in olam haba. Shenema v'atachas aleim oritz b'olam hazeh vayyovdu mitoich hakol olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Yudben b'seira omer harein ke'aveda mispake hashes. The adas koirach are like an aveda that the owner of the aveda is searching for, trying to find. Shenemar to'isi kaseh oived. I was lost. Like a seh oived. Bakesh avdecha ki mitzvoy secho loy shachachti. And this pasuk, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, is referring to none other than the Adas Koirach. Now, why would this pasuk mean the Adas Koirach? The pasuk includes ki mitzvoy secho loy shachachti. Doesn't it sound like we're talking about chashuvim, says Rashi, shekaimu kol mitzvoy secho? Because the Adas Koirach kept all the mitzvoys, kidichsiv, as the pasuk says, ki kolo eda kulon kedoshim. So you see that the Adas Koirach were kedoshim, they're ki mitzvoy secho loy shachachti, and what does the pasuk say about them? Because either way, a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, whether the Adas Koirach have a chelek in olam haba or the Adas Koirach do not have a chelek in olam haba. Now, the first thing we need to do is we have to define who exactly were the Adas Koirach. So we'll see that later in the daf. Another subtle diuk is it sounds like the shaila is Adas Koirach. Where Rabbi Akiva says the Adas Koirach don't have a chelek in olam haba. What about Koirach himself? Maybe Koirach will have a chelek in olam haba. We'll see more about that in the daf as well. But what's even more interesting, and we spoke this out in the Mishnah very quickly, is that Rabbi Akiva, you would think, would have been the one, just based on his personality and his Lashitasai in Shas, to think that the Adas Koirach would have a chelek in olam haba. Amazingly, Rabbi Akiva says that the Adas Koirach ain't lem chelek in olam haba. It's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that say, yesh lo chelek le'olam haba. You know who asks this kasha? The Gemara. The Gemara at the end of the daf, we're going to see it at the end of today's daf, into tomorrow's daf, is going to comment that Rabbi Akiva the great chassid, it's a pella how he was the one that thought that Adas Koirach ain't lam chelek le'olam haba. Either way, we have a lot to do. A whole daf Gemara discussing Koirach, says the Gemara. The pasuk says, Vayikach Koirach, ben Yitzar, ben Kohos, ben Levi, v'dosam v'aviram, b'nei Eliav, v'oin ben Peles, b'nei Ruven. So the pasuk begins with Vayikach Koirach. Who was Koirach? He was the son of Yitzar. Who was the son of Kohos? Who was the son of Levi? Who, of course, although the pasuk doesn't say, was the son of Yaakov. So Koirach, together with Dosan v'aviram, and Oin ben Peles, so there are four people. It's Koirach, Dosan, Aviram, and Oin ben Peles. They came together. They were Vayikach. We'll see what Vayikach means. Vayokumu lufnei Moshe. They stood up in front of Moshe. Vanoshim bnei Yisrael. How many people did they have with them? Chamishin u'masayim, Nesiei Eda, Kriei Moed, Anshei Shem. So it's Koirach, it's Dosan v'Aviram. You have to remember this. Oin ben Peles, and another 250 Shaina Yidin. These were the people that stood up against Moshe and Aharon. Zok tigemaru. Vayikach Koirach, Amar Ish Lokish. What did Koirach take? Shalokach mekach rola atzmoi. He bought something bad. The Gemara is going to say that Koirach was a great gevir. He had a lot of money. And based on that, he could have made a lot of good investments. And instead of making a good investment, Koirach took his money and he made a pretty lousy investment. Said Reish Lokish, Vayikach, etepes kekoift. What did he buy? He bought a mekach rova atzma. He used his money for the bad. His money got to his head. Gaiva. It led to him thinking that he can somehow take on Moshe and Aharon. And we all know the end of the story. Kairach. Why was he called Kairach? So that was his name. But there's a drush. Shenasa korcha b'Yisrael. Because after Kairach was killed, together with his Edah, a lot of Yidden died. And because of all the Yidden that died, there was now a bald spot, so to speak, in Klal Yisrael. Ben Yitzar, he was the son of Yitzar, but the Gemara darshins. Ben Sheher Tiach Olav Eskol Olam Ketzarayim. He was somebody that caused Hashem to be angry. How angry? The heat, so to speak, of that anger was like the sun that comes out in the afternoon. So Yitzhar is a play on Tzahariah. Ben Kahas, he was someone Shehika Shine Melidov. He knocked out the teeth of his parents. He caused his family busha, and there was nothing they could say. They had no alibi. There was no way for them to spin the story. Listen, I know Kairach, but there was no but. There was just no way to do it. Ben Levi, Ben Shanasa Levi Begehenim. He went to Gehenim, but he didn't go to Gehenim by himself. He went together with the whole Levaya. He went with a lot of people. He had 250 people. He took with him a little chunk of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, why does the Pasuk say, Vayikach Kairach, Ben Yitzar, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, and not Ben Yaakov? And don't tell me it doesn't say Ben Yaakov, because the reason it's mentioning Korach Sichus is to darshan Ben Yitzar Miloshin Sarayin Ben Kahas Miloshin Shehika Shine Melidov Ben Levi Ben Shanasa Levoya Begehenim, because he could darshan Ben Yaakov as well. Ben Sheokav Atzvi Legehenim Okav Miloshin Heels, because he went in head over heels into Gehenim. So you can play Yaakov as well. Omer Ashur Barav Yitzchok Yaakov Yishrach Malatzvi. Everyone knows it's Rashi and Chumash. Yaakov Davin, and he asked, he had requested from Hashem that when the day is going to come that Parshas Korach has to be written, please don't trace Korach Zichus to this is in the Birchas Yaakov. Yaakov said that when you write the Parash of the Meraglim, please don't mention that they're my Enoch. So we darshan Kairach, Ben Yitzar, Ben Kahas, Ben Levi. So let's darshan the end of the pasuk. The Dosan va'aviram b'nei Eliyav, va'oim ben Peles b'nei Ruvein. Dosan sha'avral daskel. He was called Dosan because he went against the das, the law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aviram, why was he called Aviram? She'iber atzmoy ma'asoyis tshuva. Aviram apparently was given opportunities to do tshuva, but he chose not to do tshuva. And that's why he was called Aviram. She'iber, he actually had to fight himself. It took a certain gvura not to do tshuva, right? Sometimes a person has to push himself to do an avera. And that's what he did. She'iber atzmoy ma'asoyis tshuva. Va'oin, why was Oin ben Peles called Oin? She'yoshav ba'aninos, because Oin did do tshuva. And it's Miloshin Aninos. He mourned the fact that he almost did the avera. Peles. Why was he called Peles? So Pashut was his father's name. But again, in the theme of darshaning, Shenasu leplois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle for him. The fact that Oin ben Peles ends up being saved and doesn't fall in with Adas Korach is a miracle. It was Shalai Kederach Hateva. Of course, the Gemara is going to tell the story. Bnei Ruvein ben Shera v'Haven. He was someone that saw and he understood and he was able to somehow get himself to walk away. So just one interesting ha'ara. So Aviram was called Aviram. She'iber atzmai me'as. So we're at the end of Perek Chelek. And during Perek Chelek, we learned a lot about certain personalities in Tanakh. And one of the themes that we saw in Perek Chelek was that even the biggest Rishonim, people that were Chaytim U'machti Eserab, and they were given an opportunity to do tshuva, Yeravam Ben Avot. Yeravam was a chayti umachti as a rabbin. He was hemed agolim. He's one of the gimel malachim sheilam chelik leilam abba. Stating that Hashem comes to him, gives him an opportunity to do tshuva. Malamit shetofsei HaKadosh Baruch Hu bebigdoi. Va'omar loy chazor bach. Not only was Yeravam given an opportunity to do tshuva, but he was given an opportunity to go back to the madrega that he was supposed to be on, which was what Achia Hashiloini had told him. Hashem is going to give you a big chunk of Klal Yisrael, and you can be like David HaMelech. He's willing to make you David HaMelech. And he does all the Averis, and still Chazarbach. He's given a lifeline. He's given an opportunity to do tshuva. We spoke about Menashe. Rabbi Yehuda holds Menashe's Yeshloi Chelek Loilam Abba. Because Menashe did tshuva. Had Menashe do tshuva. He was Hemet Selim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara talks about the Shvichas Domim that Menashe caused. All the terrible Averis, Avodah Zarah, and still Menashe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was about tshuva. He was given an opportunity to do tshuva. We spoke about David HaMelech, who was Hekim Oiloi Shal Mishal Tshuva, that the Pasuk speaks as if David HaMelech did Averu Bacheva, despite the fact that Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni said name Rav Yonasan, that Kaloimer David Chata Ene Elataya, but what's the point? It should look like he did Averu, and he's still David HaMelech, he's still one of the Yishpizin, to show the Koyach of Tshuva. We spoke about the Dara Mabel, that right before Hashem brings the Mabel, Hashem says, 7 more days. Why 7 more days? So one pshat is we were waiting for the May Evelish and Mr. Shelach to pass, but the Gemara says another opportunity to do Tshuva. 120 years? They didn't do Tshuva, but another 7 days. We have here Aviram, Dasan Aviram, who continuously appear throughout the narrative of the Torah, and Aviram is called Aviram because he was given so many opportunities to do tshuva, and he literally fought himself. You think Aviram? Why are we giving Aviram an opportunity to do tshuva? Still, that's the koyach of tshuva. It doesn't matter how low a person falls. It's unbelievable. Again, we're learning sugyas of the Elu Shein Lam Chelik Loyim Abba, the Rambam, then the Perek Gimel Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Zayin Hilchas Tshuva, that this same person that's Ein Lechelik Loyim Abba, if he does Tshuva, he flips and he goes to B'makim Shabbat Tshuva Oymeid Ein Tzadik Gomer Yochel Lamed. It's a Mefurish Shalosh Rambam. But I'll just tell you one very interesting thing. You know, today we read Parshas Vayera. So Parshas Vayera, you have the parish of Sodom. So I saw in the Sefer Torah's Brisk, they bring that the Briskerov was once sitting with people, and he said that wherever you find the word matar in the Torah, wherever you find the word matar in the Torah, it means bracha. Matar is gishmei bracha. That's what matar always means. It's always gishmei bracha. So there was a Talmud Chacham who was sitting there, and immediately he told the Briskerov, chabakasha. Because by Sodom, the Pasuk says, Va'ashem himter al Sodom v'al amoira, gofris va'esh, me'es Hashem in Hashemayim. It says the word matar, and over there it doesn't mean bracha. What came down? Gofris va'esh, me'es Hashem in Hashemayim. So the Biskarov said on the spot, Giba Cook in Targum Yonison on that Pasuk. So if you take a look at the Targum Yonison, listen to what he says. Umeimra da Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, Ochis Mitron, it caused rain. The Rava, you know what Rav is? Rava the Ravin. It came, it was a Gishmei Brach, it was Mother of Rotzain, Al Sedoim Val Amoira. Al Minas di Asvan Tshuva. So they should do, in English, Tshuva. V'lo Avadu. And they didn't do Tshuva. Arum Omru lo Gli Kodam Hashem, Uvdin Bishai. Habechei Nachtu Alei and Kivresa. So Hashem changed it from being Vashem Himtir of Gishmei Brocha and stand Eish Min Kodam Memro Dashem in Shmaya. Of the Briskerov Gizok, give back cook in Targum Yonison. Targum Yonison says, Fakert, Vashem Himtir Al Slime, it was supposed to be Gishmei Brocha. Had the Targum Yonison know that? Hein Hein Advarim, because Mutter is always Brocha. So you see that even Stoim, V'Anshei Stoim, Ron V'Chatoim L'Hashem Ma'oid. We spoke about it on Friday, all the Gemaras that talk about Sodom. And even then, it's coming down. It's going to rain. First rain came down. First Gishmei Bracha. There was a final opportunity to do a little bit of tshuva. Definitely one of the themes, certainly one of the positive themes, that we can take out of Perek Chelek, which is this idea that it doesn't matter how low a person falls, whether it's Yeravam, whether it's Menashe, whether it's Aviram, She'iber, Atzmoy me'asoyis tshuva. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav, Oyin ben Peles, Ishta Hatzilose. Who saved Oyin ben Peles? His wife. Amrale. His wife turns to Oyin and tells Oyin, I don't understand you. My nafkalach mina. You don't have a horse in this race. Monav shach, ima rabba and talmida. If Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the master, so you're going to be a Talmud. The Imar Rabbah, and if it's Korach, and Talmida. Why are you fighting this fight? Oh, my Lord, he said, my Avid. What am I supposed to do? Avoy Beit. So I was part of this. Vishtaboy li badayu. I already swore. I gave my word. And it's unethical for me to back out now. Meaning, he agreed. He said, you know, now that I think about it, you're probably right. It's silly. It makes no sense for me. What's my upside? But at the same time, I gave my word. She said, I know that these are chashev yidden. These aren't pashta people. Listen to me. Follow my orders. I'm going to save you. She gave him wine to drink. And he became shikr. He fell asleep. She went and she sat at the front porch. And she uncovered her hair. Called also when the people were coming, trying to bring Oyin ben Peles. You know, you have to come to an important meeting. So whoever came looked at her. They couldn't look. They ran away. In the meantime, they all got killed. Fascinating. So how was Oyin ben Peles saved? He was saved because his wife helped him out. His wife said, let me deal with it. puts him to sleep. She goes outside. She uncovers her hair. The same people that are challenging Adas Koirach wouldn't look at her because they didn't want to look at a woman who has her hair uncovered. And that's how they end up getting saved. Either way, Zokti Gemara, it said the Koirach, Amrale, Koirach also had a wife. And Koirach's wife told her something else. Chazi Maika Ovid Moshe. Take a look at what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. Iru Avamalka, he's king. Lachu Shabi Kanarab, his brother's the Kohen Gadol. Lebnei Achui, his brother's sons, meaning Aharon's son, Shabinu Skani the Kanarab, they're the Skan Kohen Gadol. He asks you Truma, if Truma comes, who gets it? Have a look, they keep it. He asks you Meiser, okay, Koirach, you're a Levi, I understand, you can get Meisers. The Shkilton Aton, but you have to give Trumas Maestris. And not just that, the guy is Leila Mazaichu. In Parshas Bamidbar, the Leviim all had to shave their heads. So he forced you to shave your head. He's messing with you, he's playing with you. He wants your hair. So right away, Kerech responded. The last thing he had a response for, he said, Moshe was also a lady. That means Moshe also had to shave his hair. Even the Kula Ravusa Didei. It's in his interest. He's willing to take one for the team, as long as it means to embarrass you. The Moshe Rabbeinu gave you a mitzvah of tcheles. The way Rashi explains it, you should wear the entire baggage to be tcheles. Why is only one chut tcheles? Either way, so Korach's wife was the one that instigated Korach to go ahead and start this rebellion. So Ishtai Shalom Ben Peles, the Iveles. Once at a Sheva Brach, as Parshas Korach, so somebody got up to speak. He said, "Vayikach Korach." Everybody's bothered. Vayikach, what does it mean? He just had a pshat. Shlokish said he bought a mekach ra. So he said, maybe it's Miloshin ki yikach ish isha, because that's really the story of Korach. The story of Korach is the story of a good wife. Chachmas Noshim Bansa Besa versus the bad wife, the Iveles Biyodeh Teresena. So Vayikach, the story of Korach, is all about a story of Vayikach, the influence that a wife could have on her husband, both for the good, as in the sense of Oyin Ben Peles, and in the bad, as in the sense of Korach. So who led this rebellion? It was Korach, Dosan and Aviram, Oyin Ben Peles, and another 250 people. Who are these 250 people? Says the Gemara, Miyuchadim Shebe Eda. These were Chashvi Yedin, Kriye Moyed, Shayoyoydim La'aber Shonim, L'Kvei Chadashim. These were people that even knew how to be Ma'aber Shonim, Anche Shem, Shahoylem Shem B'chol Oylem. These were celebrities. These were very, very famous people. The Rishonim say that the Cheshbin of 250 was that Korach took 23 people from each Shevet. Now, he didn't take from Shevet Levi, because he himself was from Shevet Levi, but he went and he rallied the troops, and he took 23 people from each Shevet, Keneged a Sanhedrin Ketana. If you do 23 times 11, you get 253, and that's the Cheshbon. It was 250 plus Dosan V'Aviram and Oyin Ben Peles, as I state in Rishonim. But either way, these were Chashva people. These were people that were representing Sanhedrin, Roshi Sanhedrios. Either way, this is the rebellion. The Pasuk says they come to Moshe, and they tell Moshe whatever they tell him. Va'yishma Moshe, Moshe hears. Va'yipol al panav. And he fell on his face. Says the Gemara, Mashmua Shama. What did he hear? Amrav Shul Baruch Meni, Amrav Yoinesan. Shechashdu me'eshes ish. They were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was being nichshol in eshes ish. Shenemar, Va'yikanu le'Moshe b'ma. And what does Vayikanu mean? Biloshin kinoi, as in kinoi vestira. Amrav Shmuel, Rav Yisach, Malami, Shekol Echad, Echad, Kinei, Ishnemi, Moshe. They would literally warn their wives, listen, I'm warning you, if I see you in a compromised position with Moshe, this is going to be stira, I'm going to take you, Meisoyta, the whole 9 yards. Shenemar, Umoshe, Yikach, Ezeh Oil, V'notoloi, Michutz, Lamachana. Elephant Agamara, that Korach went after Moshe, and he went after him so aggressively that it was even choshed of a Moshe's ish. And when Moshe heard that, Yishma Moshe Vayibel upon him, he fell on his face. He couldn't anymore. To that extent, you're even being choshed me of Moshe's ish. Question is, what was the basis for it? How could they have even done it? So if you look in the Marsha says that Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was Perish Meishtai. And they timed that it's not possible for a person to be Parish Mei Ishtai. And if he was Parish Mei Ishtai, it must be because he's doing Averos, and that's why he's able to do it. So Al Koponim, they used the fact that he was Parish Mei Ishtai as an opportunity to somehow make this case that Moshe was being Nichshol in Eishes Ish. You know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Kamo, Dav Tezayin Amid Beis, that the Yidin were very tough on Yirmiyahu HaNavi. They put him in jail. They were very, very tough on Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And the Gemara says it got to the point, they were choshed Yirmiyahu of Eshesesh. The Marshan, that Gemara, in Chidushi Agadis, Bava Kama, Dav Tezayin Amid Beis, says the Dover Nifla. He says, V'chein Amr B'perik Chel L'kabi Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yishma Moshe, Sheshoma Shechashtu Me Eshesesh. Yesh Lefarish, but this is such a Chiddush, you have to read it inside. She Moshe V'Yirmiyahu Shneim Shavim. Moshe and Yirmiyahu were very similar. In the sense that they were both Nevi'im for a very long period of time. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi for 40 years. Hashem reveals himself to Moshe when he's 80 years old by the Sneh. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, Hindit and Svansik, when he was 120. So Moshe was a Navi for 120 years. He gave them Musar for 40 years, I'm sorry. And Yirmiyahu did the same thing, 40 years. And both of them, says the Marsha, Yirmiyahu separated himself from his wife in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu separated himself from his wife. It's impossible. That's what he says. But Al Kopanim, a chiddush from the Marsha, that Yirmiyahu was Pirish Meishtai, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Meishtai. Not just that, we know that Miriam told the wives of Eldad and Medad that don't be so happy that your husbands were chosen to be Nevi'im, because it means that they're going to leave you. Just like my brother Moshe left his wife. And that's the whole Teichacha, the Lashon Hara, where the Torah speaks so sharply, you're going to compare Nevuas Moshe to Shara Nevi'im. So really, Le Matzinu, Vele Shamanu, Vele Ra'inu, that another Navi should have been Pirish Meishtai. It was Dafke Moshe Rabbeinu. You have a Marsha tucked away in Bava Kama from all places, in Perek Arba Avos, where the Marsha says that Yirmiyahu was also Pirish Meishtai. But Al Kopanim says the Marsha, Moshe was Pirish Meishtai, Yirmiyahu was Pirish Meishtai. It's not a coincidence that the Gemara says they were Chayshid Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's not a coincidence that they were Chayshid Yirmiyahu Anavi as well. There's an unbelievable Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says this in his Pirush Al HaTorah in Parshas Emor. That's good to speak out. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Habi Yosef Ashari Tfilah. The Gemara says in a few places, Rabbi Yochanan used to sit at the entrance of the mikvois, where women used to go to be tayfel. Omar, he said, Tahavi Luhu Benin Shfiri Kavasi. He said he wants that when women go to the mikvah, they should first see him like this. When they give birth to children, the children are going to look like him. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Said the Chassam Sofer, you see from here, Davar Nifla. There's an inyan for a woman to think about an Adam Gadol, because if she does so at the time of conception, it could make her child that's born be an Adam Gadol Kamoisai. He answers a Tosfos Kasha with this. The Gemara in two places mentions a Tana by the name of Rabbi Yosei HaChoyre. He's mentioned in Menachas Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, and he's mentioned in Bechoyres Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Rabbi Yosei HaChoyre. Rashi says, why was it called Rabbi Yosei HaChoyre? So it's Miloshin Ish Oy Iver Oy Piseach Oy Chorum Oy Sarua. Pasuk talks about certain movement that if a kohen has, he's not allowed to do the avodah. So one of them is if he's a charum. So it's miloshen charum. Says Rashi, shahoisei chayt moishakua. His nose was sunken in. Kamei charum v'sarua. So he had a funny nose, and it's for that reason he was called Rabbi Yosei Hachayim. Fake Tosfos. It's a pella. Rashi, that's why he was called Rabbi Yosei Hachayim. It's a Lashon Gnai. Why would we refer to this Tana, who's mentioned twice in the Talmud Bavli, but Lashon Gnai? And says the Chassam Sofer, I want to add another kasha. Why was he called Rabbi Yosei Hachayim? Chayim sounds like he caused other people to be Charum. What he should have been called was Rabbi Yosei Hachayim. It's a proper diktok. Why was it called Rabbi Yosei HaChayrim? Says the Chassam Sofer, maybe this is the reason. Rabbi Yosei HaChayrim was a Gadol Hador. He was such a tzaddik that women would think about Rabbi Yosei HaChayrim. And because they thought about him, their children were born with the same defect that Rabbi Yosei had. So it comes out that Rabbi Yosei was causing other people to be Charum. So that's why he was called Rabbi Yosei HaChayrim, because he was causing other people to be Charum. Says the Chassam Sofer, maybe that's pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says, Melame, that people were Mekana. People gave kinu to their wives. Stay away from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was also the God of Adar. So maybe there were children that looked like Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what prompted, again, Chassam Sofer says this. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayter. Vayokam Moshe gets up. Vayelech, and he went. Eldosam Vaaviram. Amar Reish Lakish said, Mikan, you learn from here. She'en machzikim b'machloikis. You're not allowed to get involved in machloikis. Because Moshe goes to Dosam Vaaviram. First, Moshe called Dosam Vaaviram. They didn't want to go to him. They didn't want to go, so Moshe says, okay, I'll go to you. Moshe really shouldn't have gone to them, but to prevent machloikis, he went. Omer Rav kol machzik b'machloikis over b'lav shenemar v'lo yia k'koyrech v'chadosay. It's a loisa say that you're not allowed to get involved in machloikis. Rav Asher says, "Roy, let's start. If somebody gets involved in machloikis, he deserves to be a mitzayr." K'sif hacha b'yad Moshe loy v'k'sif hasa v'yem Hashem loy oid havei na es yodcha b'chekechem. When Hashem reveals himself for the first time to Moshe by the snake, he tells him, put your hand, right? He showed him a maifis so that Moshe should realize what's going on over here. And the maifis was, he became a mitzayra. And it says, Haveina, and here to be is yadcha, and here it says, Biad Moshe Loi. It's like Zeir Shava. We learn from here that if somebody gets involved in machlaikis, he deserves to be a mitzayra. But somebody challenges machlaikis, he deserves to be bitten by a snake. It says, Vayizbach Adoniyo, Tsoinu Bakur Marie and Evan Hazoy Cheles. Adoniyo, of course, challenged the Malchus of Shleim HaMelech, v'ksev hosam im chamas zoychal yofer. What does zoychal yofer mean? It's snakes that crawl on offer. Al koponim, that's where you see that if someone challenges Malchus Beis David, as in, i.e., Adoniyo roi lakichoy nachash. Omer Rav Chizd, kol achoy lekal rabboi, kechoy lekal ashchino, shenema bahat soysom al Hashem. Omer Rav Chom Rav Chino, kol oisem merivim rabbi, if somebody fights with his rabbi, kol oisem shchino, shenema heimo mei merivo, asherob b'nei soos Hashem. They weren't fighting with Hashem in that pasuk, they're fighting with Moshe, but he was rabbi. Omer Rav Chino, rabbi, kol misraim al rabboi, keilu misraim al ashchino. If somebody has tainas on his rabbi, it's as if he has tainas on Hashem. Shenema lo yaleinu t'lunay seichem, kim al Hashem. You're fighting with Moshe? No, you're fighting with the Eibishto. I'm Rabba Vo. Finally, if someone second guesses his Rebbe, it's as if he's having improper thoughts about the Shechino Shenemar, Vayidaber Ha'om Beloikim Ube Moshe. Zok the pasuk Gemara Vayter. Oishes Shomer LeBayil of the Ra'as. Shlomo HaMelech said that sometimes a person could have money, he could be a gvir, but he doesn't realize that his ashirus is vir l'ra'asai. So you'd think if somebody has a lot of money, what's the downside? Sounds pretty good. But oishes sometimes can be shomer liba'olav liro'asai. Amar Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, what's an example of that? Ze oshroi shol koirach. The ashirus of koirach. Because koirach was an oisher, and it was dafka because he was an oisher that he challenged Moshe. If koirach would have been an araman, he could have never done it. It was because he was an oisher, A, that he had the ability to do it, but more importantly, Rashi says that he had the gaiva to do it. So Korach's downfall was gaiva, and the gaiva came because of the money that he had. So you see from here that Korach's wealth ultimately caused his downfall. Thus, an example of what Shlomo HaMelech is referring to when he says, Oysher, Shomer, Liba'ol of the Ra'asai, Sedre Shlokish, Ze Oysher Shal Korach. The Pasuk says, Veskolei Kum Asher B'Ragleihen. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mamayin Shal is referring to a person's money. A person has money, it lets him stand tall. Vamer Rab Levi, Masu Sholish Meos Prodis Levonis Hoyim Aftachis Shabbanis Gavon Shokak. You wonder how wealthy Korach was? For Korach to carry the keys to all his safes, he needed 300 mules. So he needed 300 mules, not to carry his wealth, just the keys to this. Say, the kulu, aklidi, the kilfi, the gilda. And not just that, these keys were made out of leather. It's not like they were heavy keys. They were even light keys. Even that, that's how, so where did Korach make all this money? Like, what was his investment exactly? What was he running? What did he do exactly? Shalish, matmoini, hit me, Yosef, in Mitzrayim. So the rest of the story is that Yosef had tzaddik. He was the Mishnah Melech in Mitzrayim, the wealthiest nation in the world at the time. And he had three treasures, he hid them. Achas niskalso l'Korach. One of them was revealed to Korach. The achas and another one niskalso l'Antoninus ben Asvirus. It was revealed to Antoninus, as in Marcus Aurelius. The achas genuza l'tzadikim l'asulavoy. And the other one is genuz l'tzadikim l'asulavoy. So Korach was a gvir. Thus the expression, as rach v'Korach, right? Korach was very, very wealthy. It's a gemara. As a matter of fact, when the gemara talks about the concept of Torah v'gedula b'makom echad, right, who were the three people that were Torah v'gedula b'makom echad? Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rav Ashi. What's an easy way to remember it? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Torah Shebiksav. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote the Mishnah, and Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara. We spoke out the Torah Chayim earlier in Masechta Sanhedrin, that in order for someone to have written a chelik of the Torah, it wasn't enough to be great in learning. That person had to be very wealthy as well. He had to have the resources to put together such a incredible, the project of what Ravina Rav Ashi did, for example, but Al Kopanim, not coincidentally, the three people that are Torah V'Gdul, of the Amakim Echad, Moshe, Torah Shebiksav, you have the Mishnah, and you have the Gemara. But either way, Korach is mentioned in that sugya as someone that was also Torah V'Gdul, of Amakim Echad. Why isn't he mentioned? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, but Al Kopanim, that's who Korach was. Korach was very, very wealthy, but at the same time, he was also Aisha Shomer Lebailav Lerasa. And it's a very incredible and also very scary aside that sometimes a person can have brach. But he doesn't realize that the bracha that he has is Shomer L'Bailav L'Rasai. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, Birchas Hashem hi ta'asher v'lo yosef etzavima. When Hashem gives bracha, it brings Ashiras, but v'lo yosef etzavima, it's not going to lead to atzvos. It's a pella. If Hashem gives bracha, why would you think it's going to lead to atzvos? So the Goyim Mishlei says, because ordinarily, mar b'nechasim, mar b'daigo. When the bracha comes directly from Hashem, you have nothing to worry about. But the pshat, I think, is even more pashit. It's a Gemara. It's a pasuk that we just read. That sometimes a person can have a shiros, but it could be shamal abayil of l'rasay. Chassam Sofer, in one of his drashas, it was a drasha that he sent on Shmini Atzeres. So he said that when we say Masha Baruch Umeri Dageshem, we say lebracha v'loy leklala, lechayim v'loy lemazling, lesoiva v'loy l'rasay. What are we saying? Lebracha v'loy leklala. Why would you think it should be leklala? Of course it's lebracha. Of course it's lechayim. Of course it's lesoiva. So the Chassam Sofer said in a drasha, he says, because of this pasuk. It's not true. Sometimes Hashem gives Ashirus and it's Shomer L'Bailav L'Ra'asai. So with davening that it should be L'Chayim V'Loy L'Mavis. It should be L'Bracha V'Loy L'Klala. It should be L'Seiva V'Loy L'Ra'asai. I had to say it again to get it right. But I'll go upon him. Said the Chassam Sofer, that's the point. Because it could be Osha Shomer L'Bailav L'Ra'asai. I was thinking that another element you find is that the Gemara says sometimes that Hashem will give a Rasha Bracha on this world. What's the point? The point is that when he goes up to Shamayim, we're going to have it later in the daf. That when he goes up to Shamayim, he should get any Olam Haba. Because really, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mikapeach Skar called Ber Yoberi. So any little thing that a person does, he has to be rewarded for. So either you're going to be rewarded in Olam Haba or in Olam Hazeh. So there's a concept that sometimes a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person Olam Hazeh, but again, it's Shomer L'Bailav L'Ra in the sense that he's losing his Olam Haba. Nobody wants to lose his Olam Haba. You know, the Ksav Seifim, Parshas Kisavai on the Pasuk, Baruch Ata B'Vayecha, listen to what he says. So that flow was the Ksav Sofer's father's Rebbe. Ksav Sofer, of course, was the Ksav Sofer's son. Ksav Sofer's Rebbe was the Hafla. Reb Nosson Adler and the Hafla. So he says, I saw in the Hafla, Shemefarish Hanusach Bebirchus HaMazayim. We say, V'rachamim V'chayim V'sholim V'chol Toiv U'mikol Tov La'olam Ayichasreinu V'tzorich Lehevin Kefal V'chol Tov Umi kol tov. What's the kefal aloshim? V'rachamim v'chayim v'sholim v'chol tov. You give us everything. Umi kol tov lo ilam ayichasreinu. What does that mean? So he said gevaldik. He said that sometimes a person gets tov b'ilam hazeh, but it comes at the expense of tov that he's now not going to get b'ilam haba. Right? We had the gemara recently where Rabbi Akiva walked into his Rebbe Eliezer. He saw he was sick, so he started. Everyone was crying. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. He said, "Why you crying?" So he said, "Because as long as I saw my Rebbe had a good in this world, I was afraid that maybe he's losing his b'ilam haba and b'ilam hazeh. But now that I see that he has tzar, so I know that at least when he goes to b'ilam, there's a concept that sometimes a person can lose his b'ilam haba in b'ilam hazeh. That we tell Hashem v'rachem." We want kol tov. We want everything. We want gezunt. We want parnasa. We want naches. We want shefa, bracha, v'atzlacha, shmir el yoyna, ale bruches, vos mevinch sechun. We want everything. But at the same time, we also want olam haba. So we say, we kol tov lo olam ayichasreinu. It shouldn't take away al yichasreinu from olam haba. So said the Ksav Sofer, that's the taich. Baruch ato b'vayecha. Then when a person comes to this world, we bench him. He should be baruch. He should be zeichet to all the brachas that olam hazeh has to offer. But at the same time, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha, he shouldn't lose it. So that when he leaves the world, he should also be Baruch. He shouldn't lose out from his Olam Haba, beautiful Taich, because of the Olam Haza that he's getting. Either way, Zok,
the Gemara. What's the value of this loss of love? I don't know if it's called the Olam of Lassalava, but I'm saying, what's this Kasef for so important to Tzadikim Lassalava?
V'achas Genuza L'Tzadikim Lassalava. What do they need money for, Lassalava? I hear. What's that? Says there should be Torah V'Gdul B'Makom Echad.
What's in that trade?
Right. I hear.
Here it so, money.
Right, here it definitely means money. All right, so before we go weiter, we have to get very familiar with the story of Korach. So we're not going to do a proper introduction with Korach because we know the story of Korach. But there are some psukim that could be a little bit confusing, and we just have to make sure we're getting the whole thing. So Korach starts a rebellion. Va'ikach Korach, v'dosam va'aviram, va'oim ben Peles, who eventually gets himself out of the situation, va'yukumu lifnei Moshe, so this Korach, Dosan and Avira, and 250 people. They challenge Moshe. They tell Moshe, Rav Lechem, Bnei Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what? You think I'm making this stuff up? Why don't we just, let's find out. There'll be a showdown. Everybody should take a machta. There's going to be ketores. Korach, you're going to take it. The 250 people, they're going to take it. Aharon HaKohen is also going to take it. And we're going to see whose Ketores Hashem is going to take. If Hashem takes Aharon's Ketores, then we know that Aharon is supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. If Hashem goes after yours, then it means maybe one of you are supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. We'll find out. Let Hashem decide. So they go and they have this spectacular event. Says the Pasuk Hazai. The Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. So this is right before the showdown. And you have to just follow this carefully. Dabre al Eid al Leimor. Hey, Olu Misavav Lemishkan Korach Dasan Aviram. I want everybody to get up and they should all go to the camp, the area where Korach Dasan Aviram lived. They go. Vayidaber al Eid al Leimor. Suru Nomi al Ole, Anoshim Arashom Eilo. Val Tigu Bechol Hashalem Pei Tisov Bechol Katoisam. Vayolu Mial Mishkan Korach Dasan Aviram Misavav. This is what we need. The Das and Aviram Yatsu Nitzav. And Das and Aviram went outside. They're standing. Pesach Ahaleim at the entrance to their tents. Unesheim Uvneim V'tapam. They're there with their wives, their sons, and their children. Vayoyimer Moshe. Moshe says, Bezois Teidon. Now we're going to find out. Ki Hashem Shlochani. You're going to see what's going to happen. An incredible miracle. And you're going to know that Hashem sent me. Lastly, says, Kol HaMaisim Ma'ela, Ki Loi Milib. Im Kamois Kol Adam Yusuf Ma'ela. If you're going to die naturally, Uf Kudas Kol Adam Yipokid Aleim, Loi Hashem Shlochani. Vim Briya Yivra Hashem. And by the way, he now tells them, and the earth opens up its mouth, and you all get swallowed in, v'yadatem, then you're going to know, ki ni'atzu anoshim ma'el es Hashem, v'yikach haloysa ledaber. As Moshe Rabbeinu finishes giving his opening remarks, master of ceremonies of this incredible event, v'yitibaka adoma asher tachteyav, the ground opened up, v'yitivtach oretz espiyah, v'yitivlo oysam, and it swallowed them, the esbateyem, and their houses, the eskol ha'odam asher lekoyrach, and all the people that were with Korach, the eskol ha'rechosh. So who's them? Who's them? Dosan va'aviram, their wives, uvneyem v'tapam. Additionally, the eskol ha'odam asher lekoyrach, the eskol ha'rechosh. Vayerdu heim v'chol ha'shalem chayim sha'oilo, v'atechas aleim ma'oretz, v'ayoivdu mitoich ha'kol. The whole Yisrael Hashem Sviva Yisrael Nosu L'Koylam Ki Yom Repent of Leimor. Everybody starts running away, the Pasuk says. Now, if you remember, there were 250 people standing. They were holding pans with Keteres on it. What happened to them? They weren't swallowing the ground. The Eish Yotza Me'eis Hashem. Now a fire came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'atoichal, and it consumed them. Eish HaMishnu Masayimish Makrivei HaKeteres. That means the 250 people didn't get swallowed up in the ground. Who got swallowed up in the ground? Dosam V'aviram. And their respected families. And then the Pasuk very mysteriously says, there is kol ha'odam asher l'koyrach. It's not clear what that means. There is kol ha'rechosh, and his money, all his gevaldige ashiris, all his investments, everything he owned, that gets swallowed up in the ground as well. But as it relates to the 250 people, them not. So we start off, there was koyrach, dosan v'aviram, and the 250 people. Koyrach, it's not clear from the Pasuk what happened to him. Dosan v'aviram would clearly swallow on the ground. That's a Pasuk. Not just them, their families, and they call the other mashal koyrach. The 250 people, they were consumed by the fire. The Pasuk continues, and it says, I'm forwarding temp sokim, that you loy to call it aspen Yisrael min machras al Moshe. The next day, Klai Yisrael comes to Moshe with kindness after seeing this miracle. V'al Aharon, and on Aharon as well, atem hamitem esam Hashem. You caused so many Jews to die. V'yibi call it edo al Moshe v'al Aharon. So v'yobo Moshe v'al Aharon p'nei el Moshe. They're coming to the El Moed. And he says, I don't know what to do. Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, Haremu mitoich edu azay, just get away from them. V'achalo isam koreg. I'm just going to wipe out Klai. So after everything, they're still coming with tainus. But what does Moshe do? Moshe starts crying. V'ayiplu al pineyem. And they start begging. So Pasuk says, what happened? So what happened? Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs were answered. And Hashem didn't destroy Klal Yisrael. But at the same time, there was a magefa. There was a magefa. Aharon quickly is machter ketores. How many people died? 14,700. And now we can continue talking about what we need to talk about. So what happened during the Das Korach? A lot of people died. How many people? You had the 14,700, you had the 200. But the point is, not everybody died the same way. There were three forms of death, three vehicles of death that took place right at the end of the episode. There were those that were swallowed in the ground. There were the people that died because of the machtos. And then there was the magefa. Who was swallowed in the ground? Dasan Aviram, their families. They kolo Adam Asher LeKorach. So unclear what that means. And all their possessions. Who was consumed by the fire? The 250 people that are mentioned right in the beginning of Parshas Korach. And then the Yidden complained, said now they deserve to die. There's a magefa, 14,700 people are killed. Aharon, again with Ketores, that's the theme of the beginning of Parshas Korach. Vatiyotzer and magefa, eventually it was able. The question, why am the Korach? What about Korach himself? So in this psukim right here, it doesn't say anything about Korach. Zok de Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Korach, loy min habiluim, veloy min asrufin. Korach was not from the people that were swallowed in the ground. And he also wasn't one of the people that were burnt. Loy min habiluim, the chsiv, the diuk. Veskola odam ashal Korach. It's mashma, not Korach. It was only the people that were with Korach, but Korach himself not. Veloy min asrufin, the chsiv, ba'achoy lo'ish. It's chamishim v'sayim ish. It was the 250 people. Veloy Korach, and not Korach. The masnisa tana. Abraisa said just the opposite. Korach min hasrufin, min habiluim. Korach got both. He was burnt and he was mina bluim dichsevativ lo oisam ves korach, which, by the way, is kamada mafurish a pasuk that seems to say that korach was swallowed. So even though the first pasuk says ves kol adam asher likorach, here it says vativ lo oisam ves korach mina srufin dichsev va eish yotzam eish hashem va toichal es hachamishu masayim ish ve korach badar. Now, according to the first mandam that says the korach wasn't swallowed, it wasn't burned, what happened to korach? So Rashi says ela b'magefa meis. He died in the magefa. I saw the ben yoyodah so bothered by it. He says, I don't understand. Korach is the ringleader. He instigated this. He's the one that started this. After Korach, everybody else dies, and somehow Korach makes it out alive. Doesn't understand. How is that even possible? How could Korach himself have not been killed together with everybody else? It just doesn't make any sense. What came to mind was, it's interesting that Paroi, after Kiryas Yamsuf wasn't killed, Sancheirith, after the story of Sancheirith, five people survived. One of them was Sancheirith. He died a short while later, just like Korach. Korach died the next day. Vahimi Machas, there was a magefa. 14,700 people died. Korach was one of them. But Al Kopanim, there seems to be precedence that the leader, the person, for whatever reason, Hashem doesn't want to take his life. Maybe he should experience, he should witness everything that happened. He should see the Nefloi Sabayre. I'm not exactly sure what the point is, but the Ben Yoyodis, to me, I think is somewhat mitigated, it's somewhat diminished by the fact that you do find precedence that this is something that's repeated itself. But the truth is, you talk about Korach, so Korach is for sure from the most enigmatic people in Tanakh. It's very, very confusing. On the one hand, you find, big word, on the one hand, you find that Korach, of course, is, according to Rabbi Akiva, Adas Korach al Koponim, is Eloi Chelek Loilam Abba. But if you look in Sifrei Kabbalah, not that I did, but if you look at Sifrei Kabbalah or at Sifrei Machshav or at Sifrei Chassidus, you see a whole different picture of exactly who Korach was. It's Yodua that Arizal said that La'asad Lavoi, when Mashiach is going to come, Korach is going to be the Kohen Gadol. And he said it's merumas in the words Tzadik Katomar Yifrach. Tzadik is going to blossom like a tamar. Tzadik Katomar Yifrach is Soifei Tevois Korach. Tzadik is Kuf, Katomar is Reish, Yifrach is Ches. That's Korach, the Soifei Tevois of Tzadik Katoma Yifrach is Korach. But I'm going to tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Divrei Yoel, the Satmer Rav, in Parshas Korach. And I quote, V'zeh l'shoyna, hine, ha'emes she'Korach hoya ish godol v'kodosh v'oivir Hashem v'gam ba'ruach ha'kodesh amiti. Ukumesh Kosev Rashi, Rosh al Shelis Gedula Yoitzemi Menu, Shmuel Shoshokal Kenegan Moshe Aharon. Rashi says, Hain of Hittesai, his eyes fooled him. He saw Baruch HaKadosh that Shmuel was going to come from him. Now, how did Korach have Baruch HaKadosh if he was a Rosh? The Teretz is, he was an Ish Gadol V'Kadosh V'Oved Hashem V'Gam Bal Ruach HaKadosh Amiti. Tari HaKadosh Kosav SheKorach Ro Mashiyah L'Osed SheBe'emes Yehu Koyer L'Osed Lavoi Rach SheChoshav L'Haktim Azmal Shel Olam HaTikun B'Yomav. He wanted to somehow bring the Olam HaTikun in his lifetime. V'Zeh Hoya Ta'usay Shel Korach. And that was the mistake that Korach made. Because Korach knew Tzadik HaTomer Yifrach is Soifei Tevis Korach, and that one day he's going to be the Kohen Gadol, so that when the Tikkun HaGadol is going to take place, he's going to be Kohen Gadol. He wanted that to happen already. He says, why? Let's do that now already. So that was his mistake. For Uvda Yodano, listen to what he says. I know a story with the Yitav Lev. Shama Miskena Yismach Moshe. So these were all three of the Gesatner Rebbes. Shama Loi. So the Yismach Moshe told the Yitav Lev, his grandson, Shahun is Galgo Ba'ilam Azeh Pam Gimel. He said on himself that this is my third Gilgal. Pam Achas, the first time I was alive, this is the Yismach Moshe talking, he was in the Dara Midbar. For Omar, and he said, Shekol Rosh Sanhedrios, Amdu Beshitas Veshal Kairach. He says, all the Rosh Sanhedrios, all the Cheshuvim were with Kairach. That's the Cheshvin we said from the Rishonim, 253, because there was Chav Gimel Rosh Sanhedrios in each shape. Virak HaHamoin, Himhoyu Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the Hamoin Am, but more the Poshiti Yidin. That were together with Moshe, but he said all the Cheshuvim were really together with Korach. The Shal said Yitav Lev, Yitav Lev asked his grandfather, "Is it sad Amad Huzal? What side were you on?" Heshev Shehu Amad Bifnei Atzmoi. Loyim Moshe, Veloyim Korach. Shalu Yitav Lev, how you talking last week? Kach Kneged Moshe Rabbeinu. How could he have possibly gone Kneged Moshe Rabbeinu? Heshivoi Sheato Loy Hoyisa Yodeya as Korach. You know why you're asking that question? Because you never met Korach. I did. Ilu ha'yisa makiroisai? Had you known Korach? Lo ha'yisa shayol kach. You would never ask such a question. Ha'yoytzi lonu mizeh, said the Divrei Yoyel. She'Korach ha'ya ish, kodosh, v'tzadik, emes, elishetah, bedavar, kimosha kosava, ria kodosh. Haflov ha'felo, dvarim neflon. Either way, zok the Gemara v'ayit omar rovam,
ayidich siv. 250, bought a raya that he was in people that got burned.
Because it says that, because it was Korach plus 250,
saying,
and, no, but the pasuk says clearly 250. Doesn't say 253. It was Korach Dasan Aviram plus right. 250. That Rishonim says the Cheshbon of 253. Okay. That's 23 times 11. But it says the 250 people that were holding the machdos.
So once you have that, but Moshe, you know that Korach wasn't really including those 250.
Right, and so you see that. I'll quote that exactly.
Oh, so now he's bringing a raya. Moshe is bringing a raya that where's
the that he wasn't from the Srufim.
Oh,
that's the pasuk that he was from the Srufim. Yeah. Oh, Korach Badai, I'm sorry.
If you count the Ein, what's the 253, so then Korach could have been one of the 250.
So it's not
a spar. Right. Now he wants to what the raya is. He's asking what's the raya. I hear. Zok to what's right on the pasuk that says Shemesh Yoreach Omad Zvulu L'Orchi Tzechi Aleichem. Lamech Olu Shemesh Yoreach L'Zvul. The Shemesh and the Yoreach, they were lobbying for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's gewaldig. They go up to the Zvul. That's one of the seven Rikiyim. The Amr Lufan Rebbeinu Shlomo Ato Oyes Adin Ben Amram Netzei. You want me to rise in the morning, says the sun? I'm willing to rise. But here's the deal. You have to make sure that you defend Moshe Rabbeinu. Because in Lav, Loi Netzei, we're not going out. Achazarek B'mchitz, and Hashem started throwing arrows at the sun and the moon. Amalehem, he said, B'chvoidi Loi Mechisen, B'chvoid Basav Adam Mechisen. My covenant you're not worried about, but the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu you are. Ve'idno says the Gemara, today, nowadays, that there's so much of a desire in the world, Lo'inof Gyadim Achalu. This has to repeat itself every single day. The Shemesh, the Areach, they don't really want to go out. But Hashem has to throw chitzim at them, and then they're willing to go out. Doresh Ravo. Ma'idich said, what's the pasuk that says, so when Moshe Rabbeinu is making this stand and he tells that that's Korach, everybody's listening, that we're going to see what's going to happen now. If you're going to die a natural death, okay, that means Korach was right. But in Berea Yivra Hashem Upatsa Adama Espia, and you know that Hashem Shalachani Amar Moshe Lekei Kodesh Baruch in Berea Gehenim Muta. What he was saying was if Gehenim was created already, that's good. Vim Lav, and if not Yivra Hashem, may Hashem create Gehenim right now. Meaning Gehenim is needed for the Adas Korach. They deserve to be in Gehenim. The Medrash says that Gehenim was created on the second day of creation. On the second day of the 6 days of creation is the day that Gehenim was created. So the Sifrei Machshava, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that what was the reason? The reason was because on the second day Hashem was Mavdo. He took the water and he created Mayim HaTachtoinim and Mayim HaAlyoinim. Hashem created Machloikis within the waters. Now there's going to be the upper waters and there's going to be the lower waters. Once there was machloikis in the world, we needed Gehenna. That's what Gehenna was created for. Says Moshe, Imbriya Gehenna, Mutav, the Imlav Yivra Hashem. For Korach, we need Gehenna. What's the yoyim yoyim? Hayoyim yoyim sheni b'shav b'shvoy hoyol avirim avir v'es ha-mikdash shir mizvah l'vnei koirach. Why is it b'yoyim sheni? It's not a coincidence, because yoyim sheni was the day of machloikis. That's the day that Gehenna was created. That's shir mizvah l'vnei koirach. But the Gemara says, I don't understand. How could you tell me Moshe wasn't sure if Gehenna was created already? Elay me l'mivrei ma'amish. Moshe Rabbeinu was literally, we're supposed to take this literally? Moshe says, Gehenna wasn't created. Nu mach Gehenna. For in kol chodosh lachas ha-shemesh. Nothing's created. Elo l'kruve pischo. What he meant to say was, if there's a door to Gehenna right here, that's good. If not, let's create a door to Gehenna so they can go right up. Bnei Korach, the pasuk says, loy mesu. Bnei Korach themselves didn't die. By the way, the Ramban, if you look at Chumash, on that pasuk that we mentioned before, where the pasuk says that the people that were with Korach, he says clearly, couldn't have been the Bnei Korach. That's a pasuk right here. There's a place for them in Gehenna. V'yashvu olav, they sit there. V'amru shira. Amar Rabba Bar Bachan. This, by the way, is in the Rabba Bar Bachana stories that the Gemara tells in the beginning of Perek. I was once walking in the street. I met an Arab merchant. He says, he says, you want to see where the Adas Kerech are buried? He says, of course. Busy. He takes him to a place and there were two holes in the ground. There was smoke coming out from him. So he took wool, he soaked it in water, he put it on the top of a spear, and he put it into the cracks of the ground. And they burnt. I mean, despite the fact that this was like a soaking wet sponge, still it was able to burn. That's how hot the fire was. On Mali, Atzis my shamas. He says, listen clearly, what do you hear? What he heard was voices saying, they themselves were liars. On Mali, Kol tells the Aram tells Rabbi Achana, every 30 days this repeats itself. They're burnt again like meat in a pot. Va'amri hachi, and they repeat the same nusach. Moshe v'teirasei emes v'heim badoim, a well-known gemara. Zok to gemara vayit. So we had the Adas Korach, and now we have the Dora Midbar. The Dora Midbar ein lehem chelek la'olam haba. So we'll talk more about the Dora Midbar tomorrow, but let's just start the gemara. Dora Midbar ein lehem chelek la'olam haba. Tanu rabbanon. Dora Midbar ein lehem chelek la'olam haba. Shenema b'midbar hazeh yutamu v'sham yamusu. Yutamu b'olam hazeh v'sham yamusu b'olam haba. Who's this referring to? What does it mean? I swore that they're not going to come to Menuchasi. They're not going to be able to enter Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says, they are going to enter Olam Haba. Shenemar, as the pasuk.
Again, it's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer saying. Rabbi saying the other. That they're not
going to
get.
Right. Like exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah, the Gemara is going to jump on it. 1 second. No, very good. Shenemar is fully chasida. Karse Brisi. Ale Zavach. Is fully chasida. That's referring to the Dara Midbar. Elamani Mekayim Asher Nishbati Ba'api Ba'api Nishbati. Punk fakir, Rabbi Eliezer said. I swore, but it was Ba'api. So I could be matineder. The pasuk is referring to future generations. Which pasuk? Isfuli chasidai, korse brisi ali zavach. Isfuli chasidai el tzadikim shebechol dar v'dar. Hashem says, bring them to me. That's every generation has tzadikim. Every single generation. Yiftach b'dayrei, kishmu b'dayrei. Isfuli chasidai, korse brisi elu chanani mishol v'azayir shemasru atzim l'techkiv shanayish ali zavach elu Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirav shemasru atzim l'shchita al divrei Torah. Who's the Ftuye Hashem? The people that were redeemed by Hashem from Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Akiva said that the Dara Midbar won't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Eliezer said they are going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. So Rabbi Yochanan commented. He said, Shofka Rabbi Akiva lachasiduse. Rabbi Akiva, for some reason, chose not to be the chassid that he always was. Rabbi Akiva's dafka, the one that decided to excommunicate lenetzach nitzachim the Dara Midbar shenemar. And he said, why couldn't Rabbi Akiva dash in this pasuk? It says halach v'karasa ba'ozne Yerushalayim. with the pasuk Slaymar. Koyam Hashem zocherti lo chesen urayich ahavas kluisayich. That's the shtickle from Shmuel Yankiv. Lechtech acharei b'midbar. Right? Isn't that the thing you sent me? The audio. The eretz lois zaruah. Lechtech acharei b'midbar. The eretz lois. You have to post it. Lechtech acharei b'midbar. The eretz lois zaruah. So he said that Hashem says that when I decide to bring the geula, you know I'm going to do it. It's going to be zocharti lo chesen urayich lechtech acharei b'midbar be'eretz lo zeruah. So he said, "Uma acherim ba'am b'schusam, ma doch others are going to enter olam haba in the schusav the dera midbar hey matzpon lekoshkein." So they themselves certainly should be zoicha to enter the world to come. Al kolponim, why couldn't Rabbi Akiva make that drasha? Why couldn't he make that drasha? Shavka Rabbi Akiva lechasidusei. So we're going to see a lot more about that tomorrow.